have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
President Trump signing the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, ending what he calls the NAFTA nightmare.
Everybody said this was a deal that could not be done. Too complicated, too big, couldn't be done, we got it done.
Though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says changes to the original USMCA proposal, led by Democrats and unions, were key.
We were able to make vast improvements. If we weren't, we would not have been able to pass the bill.
The only hurdle left is ratification in Canada. More than 200 Americans safely evacuated from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the deadly new coronavirus. The American passengers landing a couple of hours ago in California on a chartered U.S. government flight. They were flown to a military base outside L.A., where they will be screened again and then quarantined for now. The virus is now blamed for more than 130 deaths in China, sickening over 6,000 people. Meantime, a call for the entire world to be on alert.
The World Health Organization saying China is taking extraordinary measures in the face of an extraordinary challenge.
We are at an important juncture in this event.
The agency's Dr. Michael Ryan saying it's impossible to know when the new virus will peak.
The whole world needs to be on alert now. The whole world needs to take action and be ready.
But he says many of those infected are experiencing only a mild illness. The agency will consider tomorrow whether to declare an international emergency. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Recapping the Fed's announcement on interest rates, they're leaving a key short-term rate alone again. That was the decision expected on Wall Street, where stocks are turning a bit higher, but a rally was already underway. Positive earnings reports getting much of the credit for that. Right now, the Dow is up 174 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids, no matter how many. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or just check it out, libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. The impeachment is continuing. This is incredible. They're going to do 16 hours of this? You're going to do 8 hours today and 8 hours tomorrow? I can't imagine 100 senators at 5 minutes each. They won't be able to burn up all that time. Maybe we will get an opportunity. Maybe we will get an opportunity to close this thing down early. I hope it does. One of the things we're going to do in this hour, we're going to take you back to last night and the president's speech in Wildwood, New Jersey. Why Wildwood, New Jersey? Why New Jersey? I mean, that's a pretty blue state. But Jeff Van Drew just changed parties in the House from a Democrat to Republican. We'll get to that in just a little bit. First of all, let's go to your phone calls. Here's how you do it. Just call us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Robert in Boulder City. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Appreciate it, sir. I heard that Bolton bolted out of the country that is in Qatar next to Chelsea Clinton's little secret hideaway. And then the other thing is that Adam Schiff, I heard his middle name is Taker. I think he needs a psych eval, polygraph, and a drug test. The guy is totally out of his mind. And then I think all the senators need to take a polygraph test live with the needle so we could all watch it and just ask them a simple question. Did you take any money under the table to turn against our president? Anyway, I'm not afraid of anything, because even if the president got impeached, he would tell Vice President Pence what to do. Our president is so great and smart, and our country is going to win either way. It doesn't matter. These clowns are going to lose, and they're going to kick this thing out. So,
well, I hope it's sooner rather than later. Honestly, I hope that, because this is going nowhere. This is going nowhere. Now, while all this is happening, the president yesterday met with Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, unveiled a new Middle East peace proposal. Today he signed into law the USMCA, the successor to NAFTA. NAFTA 2.0, 3.0, 5.0, whatever it is. I thought it was great. But last night the president was at his best. And in fact, let's go to cut 6. Because the president talked about crazy Democrats and health care, two things that I think a lot of his audience would probably be interested in.
Washington Democrats have never been more extreme than they are right now. Frankly, they're crazy. These people are crazy. They're taking their cues from socialists like Bernie. Left-wing lawmakers are pushing a government takeover of health care that would strip 180 million Americans of their private health care plans, which many people like. The plans of every Democrat running for president would demolish the economy of New Jersey, where 500,000 New Jersey workers are employed at some of the best and most innovative healthcare employment companies. We have them working at the companies, and we have people getting great healthcare. It's been so long. It's finally working, and they want to destroy it. The Republican Party will never let it happen. We are saving your healthcare while the Democrats are trying to take away your health care, take away your doctors, take away all of the good care that we fought. And we fought hard, and we're doing well, and now we're doing better. And by the way, sometime prior to the end of the year, we're putting in for a new middle-income tax cut, a very big one. making health care better and much, much cheaper. We've done a great job in running it, and we've given you a lot of alternatives. We are protecting people with pre-existing conditions, and we always will. The Republican Party, pre-existing conditions. We saved it. We are stopping surprise medical billing and making everything transparent. That's a big deal. And that will take effect starting in about 2 months from now. Everything's transparent. You'll be able to see pricing. You'll be able to go and price other hospitals, other doctors. It's going to be an incredible thing. Nobody believes I was able to do it, but we did it. We are defending your right to keep the doctor and the plan of your choice. We are lowering drug prices. The Democrats are increasing drug prices. We are fighting the lobbyists and special interests. We are serving you. And how are we doing? We're doing good, right? But because of price transparency, we are getting it done. We're approving more generic drugs than ever before in the history of our country. That means they come in, frankly, they're just as good as the big names, but they sell for 80% less in some cases. We are unleashing innovation to cure diseases of all kinds. We are cutting out the rich middlemen and delivering prescription drugs directly to the consumers. These are all things that we had to fight like hell to get. We're making less paperwork for your doctors and giving you easy control of your medical records, which is a big deal for a lot of people. We are prohibiting hospitals from hiding their prices and charging hidden costs. You go home, you say, oh, I'm feeling better. The doctor was fantastic. And then they send you a bill for $25,000. That's the end of that. All of a sudden, the doctor wasn't so good, right? We are making companies compete for your business. We are repealing burdensome taxes. We have accomplished more than any president in the first 3 years of their term. By far, not even close.
That's the president last night in New Jersey, of all places. By the way, the Southern Nevada Health District is reporting that there is a possible case of the coronavirus here in Clark County. This is a quote from the health district. The health district has been monitoring this situation, working closely with our healthcare partners to ensure that they are prepared for potential patients. That's Dr. Fermin Le Guin, the acting chief health officer for the Southern Nevada Health District. The patient is currently in isolation at a local hospital and will be monitored while the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tests for the virus. There are no current confirmed cases of the coronavirus here in Clark County. Don't want to start a scare, but there is a possible case that is being monitored in an area hospital. So we'll keep you apprised of that. Take a quick break. More from the president. This was an amazing performance last night with all of this swirling around him, all the impeachment stuff. It's just absolutely incredible the way this president performs under pressure. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're into the questions and answers, and I want to take you back to the well of the Senate. Adam Schiff, the lead House manager, is answering a question right now.
Are we ready to say that the president can sacrifice the interests of the people of that state, or in the case of Medvedev, the people of our country, because all quid pro quos are fine? It's carte blanche? Is that really what we're prepared to say? With respect to this president's conduct or the next, because if we are, then the next president of the United States can ask for an investigation of you. They can ask for help in their next election from any foreign power. And the argument will be made, nope, Donald Trump was acquitted for doing exactly the same thing. Therefore, it must not be impeachable. Now, bear in mind that efforts to cheat an election are always going to be in proximity to an election. And if you say you can't hold a president accountable in an election year where they're trying to cheat in that election, then you are giving them carte blanche. So all quid pros are not the same. Some are legitimate and some are corrupt, and you don't need to be a mind reader to figure out which is which. For one thing, you can ask John Bolton.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Chief Justice. Senator from Iowa.
I send a question to the desk.
And a question being brought to the Chief Justice for reading. Here we go.
Senator Grassley asks counsel for the President. Does the House's failure to enforce its subpoenas render its, quote, obstruction of Congress, end quote, theory unprecedented?
And now the question is, who will answer that question? We've had Adam Schiff up. We've had all kinds of. Well, this is going to be the Republican
Senators,
question
for
the President's attorney,
yes, as far as I'm
Patrick
aware,
Philbin.
There has never been a prior instance in which there's been an attempt, even in the House, as in the Nixon proceeding, never mind in the Clinton proceeding, which actually left the House and came to the Senate, to suggest that there can be obstruction of Congress when there hasn't been anything beyond simply issuing a subpoena, getting resistance, and then throwing up your hands and giving up and saying, oh, well, that's obstruction. In the Clinton situation, most of the litigation was with the independent counsel, and there were privileges asserted and litigation again and again. But the point is that the issues about the privileges were all litigated, and they were resolved before things came to this body. Similarly, in the Nixon impeachment proceeding, within the House, a lot of investigation had been done by the special counsel, and there was litigation over assertions of privileges there in order to get at the tapes, and some tapes or transcripts had already been turned over. But again, there was litigation about the assertion of the privilege in response to the grand jury subpoena that then fed into the House's proceedings. So it would be completely unprecedented for the House to attempt to actually bring a charge of obstruction into the Senate, where all they can present is, well, we issued a subpoena and there were legal grounds asserted for the invalidity of the subpoena, and there were different grounds, as I've gone through, I won't repeat them all in detail here, but some were because the subpoenas were just invalid when issued because there was no vote. Some is that the subpoenas for witnesses were invalid because senior advisors to the president had absolute immunity from compulsion. Some were that they were forcing executive branch officials to testify without the benefit of agency counsel and executive branch counsel with them. So the various reasons asserted for the invalidity and the defects in various subpoenas, and then no attempt to enforce them, no attempt to litigate out what the validity or...
Okay, there you have it. That's Patrick Philbin, a member of the president's team, answering a question from a Republican senator. And that's how it's going to go for 16 hours, 8 hours today, 8 hours tomorrow. I hope they get this out of their system relatively soon. I want to go back to the president because he made what I thought was an amazing, a bold prediction based on his knowledge. This is cut seven. He is predicting, the president last night in New Jersey predicted a big 2020 re-election, they're going to win the House, they're going to win more of the Senate, and they're going to win the White House again. Listen to the president.
While we are creating jobs and killing terrorists, the congressional Democrats are obsessed with demented hoaxes, crazy witch hunts, and deranged partisan crusades. It's all they know how to do. The do-nothing Democrats. They have spent the last 3 years, and probably even before I came down on that beautiful escalator with our beautiful future First Lady, trying trying to overthrow the last election, and we will make sure that they face another crushing defeat in the next election. We are going to have a victory that's even greater than 2016. This November, we are going to win back the House. We are going to hold the Senate, and we are going to keep the White House.
I'm all for that. You get no argument from me. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. In fact, I was over there yesterday. Now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement in my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing. Absolutely nothing worked. Then a friend suggested PIPCOA. I canceled my surgery. The pain is gone. You don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. Make the call right now. Ask for summer. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767, PIBCOA. Stick around. More to do as we continue our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up in our next half hour as we continue Live and Local Now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages are higher in afternoon trading, boosted by a string of solid corporate earnings results. And the Fed just wrapping up its two-day policy meeting, and as expected, is keeping interest rates unchanged in a range of 1.5% to 1.75% in a unanimous decision. And shares of AT&T are lower after the media conglomerate delivered earnings on a mixed note, with a slight miss on revenue and steep subscriber losses at DirecTV, but having met its debt reduction goals and reiterated its 2020 outlook. And Warren Buffett is giving up on newspapers. His Berkshire Hathaway is selling its newspapers to publisher Lee Enterprises, which owns the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and multiple other publications for $140 million. Buffett making a rare admission that he views his newspaper business as unsustainable. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Senators today are submitting questions for both sides in the impeachment trial. This lasts up to 16 hours today and tomorrow. The first question, how should senators consider it if President Trump had multiple motives?
If there were a motive that was a public interest but also some personal interest, we think it follows even more clearly that that cannot possibly be the basis for an impeachable offense.
Patrick Philbin's on the president's defense team. 201 American evacuees from China are in California at a military base under quarantine.
The flight included diplomats and family members from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak has claimed the lives of over 130 people. Roughly 6,000 have been diagnosed with the virus, according to Chinese officials. A number of U.S. airlines have canceled flights to China amid concerns over the ongoing outbreak.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
America is a special place. It's a place where we work for what we want and speak up for what we believe, where we have the power to change the course of our nation and the world. Every 4 years, we make a choice for ourselves, for our families, for our future. we do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I promised earlier in the show that I'd let you hear from Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner is the son-in-law of the president. He helped to broker this Middle East peace proposal and was interviewed by Christiane Amanpour. This is cut three. And after they talked about the Middle East peace process, Christiane Amanpour tried to nail down Jared Kushner on how the impeachment trial is going for his father-in-law.
As you know, many observers have mentioned the elephant in the room, that the president of the United States is under impeachment and under trial in the Senate. The prime minister of Israel is under indictment for corruption and all sorts of other things. You are the wrangler for the president's defense. How do you think it's going? Do you think John Bolton will be called? And what do you think about witnesses?
We have a team that deals with the impeachment because it's a nuisance. But the reality is we have a lot of people today. Tomorrow, we're signing USMCA, the largest trade deal in the history of the world, a deal with Mexico and Canada. We signed a historic trade deal with China just a couple weeks ago. So while the Democrats are busy going crazy trying to impeach the president, he's out creating opportunities for the American people and making the world a much better place. So I'll be honest with you, it really doesn't take a lot of our time. And quite frankly, I'm also seeing it on the TV ratings. They continue to go down and down. And I'm glad we get to do this interview now, because if people are watching impeachment, I'm sure they'd be bored out of their minds.
Yeah, maybe ratings would go up if they saw you. You're a very good spokesman for the president. Mm-hmm. You didn't answer my question about how the defense is going and whether John Bolton will be called. But we'll leave that for another day. I appreciate it.
Well, I can answer that. The defense is going great. Honestly, I feel like, again, it's very easy to defend when they don't really have any legitimate accusations against you. So we're very pleased with the defense. We feel like, again, the president's been totally vindicated. He's done nothing wrong here. And we're very excited to go back to trying to do the business of the American people.
And last night, his father-in-law was really, really, really good. He went to Wildwood, New Jersey. And you say, well, why would the president, a Republican, go to a Democrat stronghold like New Jersey? It's a very blue state, even though they had Chris Christie as their governor for a while. But simply put, the president went there to deliver a message. And by the way, this is going to be cut five. Cut five. The president went to Wildwood, New Jersey, and played, and I thought played brilliantly, the illegal immigration card in a state that has been beset by problems with illegal immigration. This was the president last night, Wildwood, New Jersey.
No American should ever be hurt, harmed, or killed because left-wing politicians, Democrats, decided to shield and shelter criminal. Look, wait. You have criminals that are on the streets that should be in jail. You have criminals that are on the street that should be taken the hell out of our country and brought back to where they came from. And by the way, ICE has removed thousands upon thousands of MS-13 gang members, the most brutal people. And you don't want to do that job. Maybe you do. A couple of tough people up there, a couple. Anybody want to be with ICE? Yeah. We got a lot of tough people in New Jersey. New Jersey's different. I think New Jersey's different. No, but these ICE people, they love our country, they're proud, and they're tough people. And they'll go right into a pack. They call it a pack. And they start swinging, everyone's swinging, and they end up standing up. That's the end of that. And you know what they do? They bring the MS-13 and many other gang members and other members back to El Salvador, back to Honduras, back to Guatemala, back to Mexico. And I want to thank Mexico because the Mexican, you know what's happening, right? Thousands and thousands at this moment, 27,000 soldiers from Mexico protecting our southern border. I want to thank the president. Democrats stand for crime, corruption, and chaos. Republicans stand for law, order, and justice. And say what you want, but those are the facts. And we are removing these illegal criminals and gang members. We are literally taking them by so many, thousands and thousands, and we're bringing them back. And thanks to our tireless efforts of Border Patrol to secure our border, we have reduced illegal border crossings 7 straight months in a row. We have the numbers down by 75% since spring. 75%.
That was the president last night in New Jersey. He wasn't the only one. I want you to hear Jeff Van Drew. Jeff Van Drew is the member of Congress from New Jersey who just switched parties from Democrat to Republican. And he made the stage last night. This is cut eight. Made the stage with the president of the United States.
How about having the president right here in South Jersey? What a great day! Now I heard that the folks in this room can make more noise and more applause than anywhere in the world. So we're going to do one more time for this man right here. House with the president, he asked how he could help me. I asked if he could come down to South Jersey and have a rally. Without even hesitating, our president said yes, and he is here, a man who kept his word to ensure that the eyes of the world are on South Jersey and all of us. The USA is a great nation, the greatest nation that civilization has ever known. Do we want to keep it that way? It's a nation and a people of great exceptionalism. Do we want to keep it that way? Our president has made it clear by restoring our military, protecting our economy, and by not allowing any other nation to ever take advantage of us again. Do we want to keep it that way? This very year is a flashpoint election. Are we going to allow ourselves just to be like any other nation in the world, or are we going to keep America great? I say to all of you, may God bless South Jersey, may God bless our president, and may God bless the United States of America.
Jeff Van Drew, a pretty sharp guy, made the right decision. Took him a while in his life to do it, but he got out of the Democrat Party and is now a card-carrying member of the Republican Party. Good for him. Good decision. Good decision-making. No, that's great stuff. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls because you know what we do in our final segment? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, and our lines have been jammed. It could be something we talked about earlier in the week, last week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Yeah. This is going to be a fascinating final segment because there's so much on the table to choose from. Or maybe we'll talk about something that maybe is not on the table that you think we should be talking about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Also, James Langford, a senator from Oklahoma, has what may be a solution to the John Bolton problem for Republicans. The Democrats want John Bolton to testify, and he must testify. We'll see if you like his solution. I don't. But it's something that's out there. And he and Dana Bash talked about it last night on CNN. Anyway, stay where you are as we continue. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Your calls straight ahead, live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's set the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I was there just the other day. I love it. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I love it. Try it for yourself. Let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in, we talk about what it is that interests you. For most of the program, we talk about what interests me. But in this final segment, we turn the program over to you, and you tell us what direction to go. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Hey. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
You know, it seems to me like the Democrats are using a ton of taxpayer money between the Mueller and impeachment to basically influence our elections. And it just totally blows my mind that anyone who votes is going to allow that.
Well, and in fact, I think there will be huge blowback in this election. I think this could be a wave election that carries the, and in fact, the president predicted it, winning back the House, improving our margin in the Senate, and winning the White House again. I think this could be, Bob, a wave election, and I think the Democrats know it. That's why they're so hell bent on impeaching this president, getting him out of office, and forbidding him from ever running for office again. I mean, they see the handwriting on the wall. Still there?
Yep. I don't understand how they get by with it, though.
Well, they won't. 9 months. 9 months from now, we'll have another election. Now, James Langford, you know, we've been wrestling with this whole thing of John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador and former national security advisor to the president. And you know, the Democrats want him to testify. The Republicans don't. They want no witnesses. And the Democrats, they want a bunch of witnesses. Of course, there are some on the Republican side that would like to get Adam Schiff and the whistleblower and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. But that just opens up a Pandora's box. That will not work. But James Langford had what I thought was an interesting perspective. Let's go to cut four. James Langford is a senator from Oklahoma, rising star in the Republican Party, and was on with Dana Bash last night on CNN and floated a proposal to allow members of the Senate to read the classified book and see if there's anything in it that might be useful. I mean, it might be there's nothing there that's useful. It might be all hearsay and second and third hand stuff. But this was James Langford last night on CNN.
Tell us about your proposal is specifically on dealing with the Bolton manuscript.
So we don't know the Bolton manuscript. The New York Times doesn't know the Bolton manuscript. Someone who has read it has talked to the New York Times reporter who's written a story, and so we're getting bits and pieces. The best way to resolve this is we get a chance to be able to see this. We know a lot of the other statements of John Bolton saying talk to the attorneys and things that have been brought up by the House counsel, but those have all been dismissed and other facts have come to be able to bear those out. What we don't know is about this manuscript and what the details are. So right now it's going through the classification process, the National Security Council, and it's going through all their attorneys there to be able to determine if there's anything not classified in it that or it is classified that needs to be taken out. So I'm recommending to the House or the White House, turn it over, put it in one of the skiffs here, and so we can go through it. Even while it's going through the classification process, we can read all of it and see it and see for ourselves if there's anything significant there.
And the White House, specifically the NSC, apparently that's where this manuscript lives, they're open to that?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. So I'm asking both the White House counsel, I'm asking members of the White House, other folks to say this is a reasonable way to be able to resolve this. We have to resolve in a couple of days if we need witnesses or not. This is an issue that's outstanding that we don't have a good way to be able to answer. We can't say 6 weeks from now we'll be able to see it. We've got to be able to see it in advance to be able to make that decision on witnesses in a couple of days.
So let's game this out. Is your vision to simply read the manuscript and that would be in lieu of John Bolton testifying?
No, this is read the manuscript to be able to see if we need to call John Bolton. So that question's unanswered. We won't know how to answer that question still till we get through today's testimony. A couple of days still of questions. I'm just saying this needs to be a part of our information so we can make that decision about witnesses.
It's interesting because I've talked to several Democrats who have said no dice if that was where you were going with right. This. Only read it and that would be sufficient because they argue that as part of your trial process, they need to be able to ask questions. He needs right. to be deposed, and also a manuscript isn't under oath.
Right. There's no reasonable statement that's been brought up by the House managers at this point to say John Bolton is really required because, other than statements that he has said that they have, saying that he said talk to the lawyers. What's a very reasonable thing for him to be able to say when you've got Rudy Giuliani, who's a private attorney, talking to someone official, that John Bolton's been around government long enough to know, okay, we got to keep those two things separate, make sure you talk to the lawyers and be able to clear this. That's not an unreasonable statement. There's nothing indicting about this. This statement that's out there from the New York Times is something we need to be able to take a look at, see if it's even accurate.
So what you're presenting is obviously intended to be a very reasonable proposal.
Right.
Just put your political hat on, and I'm asking you, I'm going to try to inject a little right. truth serum. Are you hoping that some of the Republicans who are talking about wanting to hear from John Bolton will be satisfied just by reading that, and then that will brush the whole witness
question? At this point, everybody's
aside?
Making their own decisions, honestly. Everybody's making their own decisions. They've got to be able to determine what are they going to do, but this would at least allow people to make a decision based on facts, that they can actually read the manuscript, rather than someone who read it, who reported it to someone who wrote a story and try to make a decision on that.
That was the president. The last word goes to the president of the United States last night in Wildwood.
No American should ever be hurt, harmed, or killed because left-wing politicians, Democrats, decided to shield and shelter criminal. Look, wait. You have criminals that are on the streets that should be in jail. You have criminals that are on the street that should be taken the hell out of our country and brought back to where they came from. And by the way, ICE has removed thousands upon thousands of MS-13 gang members, the most brutal people. And you don't want to do that job. Maybe you do. A couple of tough people up there. A couple. Anybody want to be with ICE? Yeah. Got a lot of tough people in New Jersey. New Jersey's different. I think New Jersey's different. No, but these ICE people, they love our country. They're proud and they're tough people. And they'll go right into a pack. They call it a pack. And they start swinging, everyone's swinging, and they end up standing up. That's the end of that. And you know what they do? They bring the MS-13 and many other gang members and other members back to El Salvador, back to Honduras, back to Guatemala, back to Mexico. And I want to thank Mexico because the Mexican, you know what's happening, right? Thousands and thousands at this moment, 27,000 soldiers from Mexico protecting our southern border.
Of the United States last night, Wildwood, New Jersey. Again, a lot of people have asked me, why is he going to New Jersey? Isn't that a Democrat state? Yeah, it is. It is. But this may be a wave election. You may see the same way in 2016. Nobody predicted Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and all these other Rust Belt states going for the president. But they did. It was absolutely amazing. Coming up tomorrow, more live coverage. We'll take you to the floor of the United States Senate. Unless they've done all the questions they're going to do. Unless they're done. And by the way, I can't hear the bump music. Should I be able to hear the bump music? Oh, there you go. There we go. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I wrote a letter to land, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.